Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, when U.S. attorneys stand behind microphones and they start throwing out names like Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin as defendants, you go, oh, my Lord.
And it went viral yesterday with an FBI agent standing there. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, covering the story for CBS, Steve Futterman. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
So this scandal of, parents paying to get their kids into school, you know, you kind of think it's not a real shock that this has gone on, but to the extent that they're talking about and the amount of money is kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah, I mean, when you have people changing answers on SAT scores for your child, when you have someone posing as your child taking the test, when you're basically giving bribes to coaches inside the schools. This goes beyond just trying to maneuver your contacts, your network to get your child into a school. This is more than just, hey, I give $1 million to the school in a donation. Can you give my kid a spot in the school? This goes beyond that. And there are very serious charges that some very, very wealthy people and in a couple of cases some well-known people are facing.
And it looks like, Steve, that some of these people, including the stars that we just mentioned, face some jail time.
Yes, I mean, that's obviously going to be up to a judge and prosecutors in the end. Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, the two big names in all this, two Hollywood actresses. Felicity Huffman, best known for Desperate Housewives. Lori Loughlin, best known for Full House. They used their wealth and they used this this service that they paid for to get their children into schools they wanted their children to attend. And we're going to have to wait and see. Will there be some mandatory jail time? Can they work out a deal? I don't know. But in a situation like this, this is where you're using your power, your wealth, to get what you want. Will prosecutors be willing to allow them to use their wealth to get a good attorney to make sure they don't serve jail time? This may be a case where prosecutors feel that all of these people must serve sometime behind bars.
My curiosity is, and I said this to Larry a little bit earlier, how did William H. Macy avoid being indicted in this or charged in this? He being the husband of Felicity Huffman, right?
Yeah, we don't know right now. And, of course, there may be additional charges. I am sure there is a reason that prosecutors have not to charge him right now. They charged the husband of Lori Loughlin. They charged a number of husbands and wives in these particular cases. We don't know the situation of William H. Macy. He was at the courthouse yesterday. I was in the courtroom when the first appearance for Felicity Huffman and a number of these other people took place. We shouldn't also ignore the fact that there were coaches inside a number of institutions that were part of the scam as well. At the University of Southern California, USC, they've had some issues with NCAA violations. Well, these are different kinds of violations. Their well-known water polo coach, who has won 15 national championships, he was fired. He was signing off on some of these students saying that, well, they need to be on the water polo team when they never even competed in water polo. They also had at SC an associate women's athletic director, very high up people. She was involved in this scheme. And SC seems to have had, although we're still trying to go through all the details, a disproportionate amount of these cases involved students wanting to go to SC.
And I guess a twist of irony is the mastermind behind all this is the one that turned all these people in.
Yes, we don't know at what point he started working with authorities, but they have tapes. And they have some tapes which are amazingly incriminating. Someone will say, gee, Are we going to get caught? That shows knowledge of the alleged crime here. So there is lots of evidence against these people. And this is one case where juries will rarely be sympathetic to a defendant. It's not a case where, gee, I'm doing everything I can for my child. We understand that. This is a case where I'm using my wealth to help my child cheat or get in the back door. That does not go well with normal juries.
You know, the ironic part about this is Lori Loughlin may end up spending time in jail while her daughter, who's a YouTube sensation, it may boost her YouTube sensation status.
Yeah, that old line, I don't care what you say about me, but just spell my name correctly. Yes, I mean, a lot of us know about Olivia Jade. I never heard before yesterday. I found out she has 2 million followers on YouTube. This may say more about me than her, but maybe I'm just not aware of things. But yeah, I mean, and then listen, you have to look seriously at the students. Some of them may not have known their parents were doing this. What will they face? Obviously, all these names are known now because you know the names of the parents who have been charged, so you can connect that to their children. Will they be ostracized on campus? Probably so. Does the university now, knowing that these students got in the wrong way, do they expel the students? Lots of questions still to be answered.
CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Steve, appreciate the update. Thank you.
Take care. Have a good day.
Yeah, this is going to be just the tip of a very large iceberg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.